Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Is it worth it to feed your kids organic food? Are there some foods that are better to feed organic than others if they've got a thick husk or, you know, milk, chicken, eggs? And boy, the expense is pretty high, but is it worth it? My guest is Dr. Clara Felice. She's a pediatric environmental health and food policy fellow in the American Academy of Pediatrics, Department of Federal Affairs. Welcome to the show, Dr. Felice. So organic foods, you know, it's huge. Whole Foods is everywhere now. Some foods are pretty expensive. Milk, eggs, these things are very expensive and you go through a lot of them. What is worth it to spend organic? What isn't? And is there some things that we can change?
Hi, Melanie. Thanks so much. I'm glad you're asking this question because we get this all the time from parents. And I think there are a lot of different reasons that people buy organic foods. And the Academy recently looked into this to determine, first of all, what are the reasons that we can feel confident in buying organic foods, and what are the reasons that we shouldn't necessarily feel we need to buy organic foods? So parents often believe that organic foods are more nutritious, that they have fewer additives or other contaminants, or they're somehow good for the environment. And in fact, there's some good news. So it's definitely true that organic produce has fewer pesticides than produce grown conventionally. It's also true that organic meats contain less antibiotic-resistant bacteria than meats that are produced conventionally. And it is true that organic foods are better for the environment, that they have less waste and that they have less of a footprint on the environment than conventional techniques do. Now, the other major question that's been asked, and there's less of a consensus about, is whether or not organic foods are healthier. And that's something that people often wonder. And the evidence just isn't there yet. When the Academy evaluated this about a year ago, they found that nutritional differences between organic and conventional produce in particular appeared to be minimal, but that the studies that were out there just didn't tell us enough information.
Okay, so the fact is that we look at these different things. You mentioned meat, and I do like to buy my chicken. I want to make sure that it's got no antibiotics, no hormones. That doesn't necessarily mean organic. Sometimes it could be all natural, which means that they didn't shoot it up with antibiotics and hormones. The same when I buy a turkey at Thanksgiving. And milk, if it says no hormone, no growth hormone, you know, then I'm more likely to consider it because, you know, you hear these stories about kids going through puberty earlier and all of these things happening because of the hormones, antibiotics. We're becoming a resistant society. So those kinds of things, pesticides aside, those kinds of things, is it worth it? Because they are much more expensive.
They are definitely much more expensive, and that's something our families face all the time. There have been some good studies that have shown that organic produce and meat and everything is up to 40% more expensive than regular foods, and that's a lot of money, especially when you're buying for a whole family. So some of the things you brought up, I'm glad you did. So one of the things that you brought up was milk. So this is obviously an important thing for kids. And in terms of differences in nutritional value between organic and conventional milk, there's no real evidence that the nutritional value has changed, or that organic milk has, you know, different levels of bacterial contamination. So that's another thing. And no real evidence that regular milk contains significantly higher amounts of growth hormone. As you mentioned, that's something another thing that a lot of people are worried about. With regard to meat, I'm glad you raised this idea of labeling. So there are specific meanings to labels. And one of the things that consumers may want to look for is something called 100% organic, or USDA 100% organic. When something's labeled with this, that means that it only has organic ingredients, and it doesn't include a lot of the other things that people are worried about. And that's actually something that's regulated by the USDA. So if you see that label on there, you know that it means what it says.
Okay, so reading labels has been, you know, really something that we've touched on a lot on this show. And because I'm into nutrition, that it's very important to read the labels, find out what, you know, really what you're putting in your kids' stomachs anyway and in your own. So reading labels is important. And when we're looking at those labels, would they say on the labels that there was hormones, antibiotics, that pesticides. I mean, do you is this something that has to be written on the labels, or no, not really?
So it doesn't. It's a great point. It doesn't have to be written on the labels. There are a few things that you might see. So one is no hormones. If you're talking about pork and poultry products, hormones are not allowed in raising pork, hogs, or poultry. So if you can't use the claim no hormones added unless you put on there also that it's not allowed, because it's kind of misleading to the consumer that you're not doing something that's not allowed anyway. Now, no antibiotics is another thing that's really important. Actually, a lot of antibiotics that are used in the United States are used in animals, which a lot of people don't realize. And so if you do put on your label, if you choose to put on your label, no antibiotics added, then you have to document that to the USDA.
Well, and I saw a billboard once that said, get your antibiotics from your doctor, not your chicken. You know, and really, I think that we're becoming more conscientious, Dr. Felice, about all of these things now. Okay, so milk, you know, certainly that would be something we want to read the label 100% organic or all natural, no hormones. You know, we want to look for things. Poultry, pork, you've mentioned. Meat, you've mentioned. We're going to talk about produce in a minute. But before we do, there are people that buy, you know, prepackaged foods. And some say organic, you know, and some say they're not. Now, pasta. If it's organic pasta, what is the point of that?
Well, in this case, I think there's less of a concern in organic pasta, for instance, about being exposed to pesticides and other things that are used to grow, say, a tomato in the garden or a tomato on a farm. However, thinking back to the kind of the overall benefits of organic foods, it means that that pasta has been produced from ingredients that were grown organically, which has less of environmental impact. So it's not necessarily about your child's health or your health, but it does have an overall health on our country and our globe.
Okay, so in those respects, when it says organic, it means the products used in there were all organic, the things that it was made with, that goes for canned foods, the soups, you know, cereals, when you see organic cereals, which doesn't mean they're necessarily healthy. They could still be really, really high in sugar and really bad to feed your kids. But now what about produce? Okay, bananas have a really thick skin. If you're feeding your kids bananas, you look at one is 39 cents and one is $1.29 a pound. What do you do?
Well, this is actually a great question. It comes up a lot. And I think the most important thing, first and foremost, is that you include in your children's diet and your diet a lot of fruits and vegetables. That's really the bottom line, is to do all of that. Now, if you have the luxury of being able to afford some organic produce, but maybe not everything organic, there are some consumer guides out there that can be very helpful. There's one actually that's by the Environmental Working Group, or EWG, that looked at data from the USDA over years and years of sampling from various kinds of fruits and vegetables, and found that about a dozen of them are typically higher in pesticide levels, and then a number of other ones, up to 15, are actually much lower levels of pesticides. So by using some consumer guides like this, you can say, okay, bananas may be okay to buy, but I'm going to buy my cherries organic.
So things where you're going to eat the skin, and I've gone on that website, the Environmental Working Group's website, and things that you're going to eat the skin, avocados, I do not tend to buy organic. Bananas, cantaloupe, some of those kinds of things where you're just not eating the skin, but it can when you then, if you don't wash them, you cut into them and whatever was on the outside skin ends up inside anyway.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, washing doesn't, it may reduce the level of pesticides, but it doesn't get rid of them entirely. So it's important to do it, but also to buy those organic products if you can.
In the last 20 seconds, please, Dr. Felice, your best advice for buying organic for our kids.
So, like I mentioned, the most important thing is really to have a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, high in whole grains, and high in low-fat dairy products. If you have the luxury of buying some organic foods, you have the benefit of having lower pesticide exposures, lower antibiotic exposures, and lower environmental impact.
Well, that is great advice, and if you can afford it, remember to go on the Environmental Working Group and look at some of the ones that are more important than others. But if you can afford it, milk, eggs, poultry, meat, those things are important to try, and also saving the environment. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.